We talk about the hype cycle in every presentation we do. And the hype cycle is a report that comes out from Gartner every July, August-ish. It'll be really interesting to see what comes out this July, August. I came across that back in 2015 in the world of virtual reality. We used to make virtual reality. We still do make virtual reality, not under Incredible, but under another company I'm on board for, .. And so virtual reality came out and people said, oh my gosh, this is the most amazing technology. You won't travel again. You won't go to the pub again. You definitely won't go to the mall again. Like, you can just put on this headset and you can go into any virtual mall. You can use a controller to click through. You can view things. You can buy, send it to your email address. There's no need for a mall. 277 in Newmarket, just, I can't remember how much they spent, but some significant money they spent over the COVID period. That's not true, right? People are going to malls. People are traveling. They are going to the pub. That hype around virtual reality was not true. That's when I came across the Gartner hype cycle. Every new technology goes through this peak. People get super, super excited about its expectation. And then it comes crashing down. Not to zero, but down. Because people realize, actually not doing what everyone said it was going to do. And then it reaches what they call the plateau of productivity, where it's not as amazing as the hype, and it's not at zero, but we realize what it's good for, what it's not good for. So we've seen it for virtual reality, augmented reality, for NFTs. We have seen it, and you can go back and look for all the previous year's hype cycles. It's amazing tracking it. When ChatGPT came out, ChatGPT came out in November 2022. Before that, generative AI was on the rise. And that's because, like my previous agency, we were playing with those sort of tools. Playing with GPTs, not with chat, but with the GPTs. And so you're having a play with those LLMs and getting different data back. It was on the rise. Of course, after ChatGPT came out, it was at the peak of expectations. Last year's hype cycle, Gen AI was coming down the graph. And we see that over and over because people play with it and go, it doesn't really sound like me. It kind of sounds American or generic, or it's got the M dash, or, you know, whatever you want to put in there. There are reasons where people are trying it and it's not having the same impact that you thought it was going to have. So we've seen that from Gen AI, but now it's going up on the rise, and it came out in last year's hype cycle, was agents, or agentic AI, or autonomous agents. That's on the rise. That'll be at the peak this August. I almost guarantee it. Will it be on the decline next year? Probably. If not next year, the year before, or the year later. Because people are realizing, man, there's all this hype, but it's not actually living up to that. But it will have some impact, but maybe not what everyone's hyping at the beginning. So we say to people, yes, there's a lot of hype. Let's just have the hype simmer, let it settle, and then figure out what these tools are good for, what they're not good for. Is Gen AI amazing? Yes, no question about it. But the hype that came out in 2022 was unreal.